It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In Syria, the city of Hama has been the scene of the largest anti-government protests in the country. Rallies there have often been met with armed retaliation by security police. That did not happen at Friday's mass rally, and after that failure to crack down, the city's governor was fired. Now we're hearing reports of tanks advancing on the city. Hama is a sensitive place. 30 years ago, the Syrian army crushed an Islamist rebellion there, killing tens of thousands of people. Now a new generation is on the streets demanding democracy. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus.
Syrian tanks pulled back from the entrances of Hama, says Omar al-Habal, a resident and a government opponent. He said there were some arrests on the outskirts of his city, but he was on the streets again last night to join another nighttime rally of anti-government protesters, despite power cuts to Hama.
Yeah. People enjoying coming and calling for freedom. We have not been used for that.
For the past 3 weeks, security forces and the military have stayed outside of Hama after clashes in early June. The government says the violence was instigated by armed gangs, but Habal says Hama's protests have been peaceful all along.
But we don't know why they took the decision to shoot the people. And there was big massacre, around 120 people killed and thousands of injuries.
He says government officials worked to keep the city calm, negotiating settlements with the families of those who died. The head of security was fired, and the governor worked out an agreement that peaceful protests would be permitted in Hama.
He is a good guy. He's educated. He's a doctor in law. And he was acting, playing the cooling way.
But the governor was sacked on Saturday and reportedly jailed. The government gave no reason for the dismissal, but it came after the largest anti-government rally in the country. Habal says the crowd swelled in Hama because neighboring villages now join the demonstrations. But with the dismissal of the governor, who worked to accommodate peaceful protest, and the overnight arrests, many in Hama fear a security backlash is coming. Habal believes it's a sign of a split over policy at the highest levels of the Syrian government.
Sometimes they want to cool up, and some other people maybe they want to fire up. So I think it's stupid if they do clashes in Hama on wide range. They might do in small scale, so just to reduce and not allow the demonstration to go bigger and bigger.
The events in Hama overshadowed a meeting of government loyalists in Damascus. They gathered in a hotel in the center of the city to urge the government to open a dialogue. They demanded reforms, called for tanks to pull out of Hama, and advised the government to negotiate with those who are organizing the protest on the street. Mohammed Habash is a member of Syria's parliament, a government supporter, but he says he's politically independent. Habash organized this meeting but kept a close watch on the developments in Hama as reports reached the capital the tanks had deployed. If there's a renewed crackdown, he believes dialogue will become impossible.
Because I believe with this kind of conflict, we cannot help government, we cannot help opposition, we cannot help anyone. This kind of meeting, it was a very hard one, and we find a lot of problems.
Problems that undermine the message of these Syrians trying to find a way out. The meeting was chaotic. Despite being sanctioned by the government, a nervous hotel staff cut the electricity and the sound system and tried to drag participants out before the speeches began. This group was promoting dialogue, but a fight broke out when one participant shouted that the gathering supported demands of the protesters on the street. He was punched by other members of the group. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.